This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Did you see the baby name?
What baby name?
Rihanna and ASAP Rocky.
I didn't.
We got a baby name.
Oh, snap.
Okay, so the first one is named RZA. R-Z-A, remember?
Right.
The second one, who was just born, the first one's a boy. The second one, also a boy.
Okay.
Riot Rose Mayers. So Riot, like R-I-O-T.
Nice.
Riot.
I like it.
Both R's. I think it's a little strange, but it's not my kid, so I don't give a damn. Name your kid whatever you want, you know?
It's definitely different, but at the same time, it's totally both of their vibes.
Well, and I will say, I remember when Kanye and Kim named North North, and we were all like, what the hell? The
North Chicago Saints.
And after a while, it just sounds normal.
Yep.
Honest to God.
Riot.
Same thing with True Thompson. I was like, True?
True.
It's adorable now.
Stormy.
What the hell was that? Love it.
they did take Wolf back, though.
As they should have.
But no, I call dibs on Wolf. I actually like Wolf.
Fine. You got it.
I got dibs.
Kylie Jenner has said she didn't like it, and she doesn't know why she did that.
But Riri baby name revealed. Riot. Let's start a riot.
And ASAP Rocky, I guess, just released a song.
Called Riot.
Yeah, that's it. That might have something to do with it with Pharrell. So, the baby name is Riot, everybody.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Jelly Roll on 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Happy Friday.
Buen día. Feliz Viernes.
Viernes, Friday.
Uh-huh. Feliz.
Happy.
Yeah. Y just buen día. Good day.
Buen día.
Buen día.
Buen día. Got it.
Yeah,
get my Spanish back a little.
We in. I know it's early, but we good.
Well, I practice once a week. I'm gonna be bilingual in no time.
Yeah.
Just look out. No. Seriously though. So DZ.
What's up?
Let's talk about our parents for a second.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know if we should do this on a Friday.
What's the perfect time to do it?
But we all have feelings about our parents and our family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we're scared of our parents and our family.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes.
We revert to being a child sometimes with our parents, right? But sometimes we don't. We snap.
I know that's right. Sometimes you can't take it.
And we were talking about the craziest thing you've ever said to your parents.
Yeah.
Which? Do you have one?
One?
Do you have multiple?
I got
have three you could share? Or I don't know. What do you got?
I got a few. But man, I'll tell you an anecdote about one of the boldest things I ever said to my mother young, actually. I was really feeling myself.
Yeah.
You know, I was probably like 10, maybe a little bit younger than that. But I was solid. I felt like I was grown. And I was helping translate because if y'all know, I speak Spanish. It's my first language.
You're Colombian.
I'm Colombian. Mm-hmm. And my parents primarily speak Spanish too. So when I was younger, I would translate a lot for my family.
Yeah.
One day, I think I was just fed up.
Mm-hmm.
I was fed up with translating. And I looked at my mom. She had asked me to translate something. And I looked at her with a stone cold face. And I said, man, you need to learn English like me. Saying that to an immigrant parent.
Oh, God.
Not understanding the struggles that they're already going through.
Oh, God.
Having to learn a new language after being an adult in a whole other country for their whole lives.
Oh, God.
And you, little boy, thinking you big-headed, smart guy over here, talking about, I learned it so fast.
You should learn it, too.
Like me.
Yeah. Your mom must have lost her mind.
I lost my lips. I got backhanded so quick, boy. Bow. And she said, Wow, how about this for English?
I brought you here. Say it again.
Mm-hmm. It was one of them, I brought you, I could take you out moments, and I will never. It is burned into my brain.
Oh, because
the amount of disrespect that had.
Yeah.
Though I was young, naive, stupid, really,
and
never said that again.
You were a kid. You didn't know. And it's, you know, you learned when you were a kid, which is a different learning experience than learning as an adult.
Hey, my mom will remind me of it every now and again.
Oh, she
too.
Brings it up?
Oh, she brings it up.
You still talk up?
It's a fun memory for her.
I wouldn't even talk about
it. She didn't rip me. Do you remember when you told me to learn English like you? I'm like, have I ever said that again, Mom? No, I haven't.
That sounds like things women say to their spouse, like after a long time. They're like, remember when? When you did this one thing that made me mad in 2016, you remember? It was a Tuesday in October. I remember. Like, you're like,
That remember when, bro. And she remembers when. And I will never forget when, because she won't let me. And two, that was probably one of the boldest things I've ever said to one of my parents.
Well, you were a kid, and you were frustrated, and you just didn't feel like translating that day, so you decided to be mad about it,
I stood my ground.
Oh, that's so
funny. I still translated.
Of course you did.
Through the tears, I was like, let me do this now,
Mom, it says.
My bad, I'm crying on it. I don't know.
Well, you and I have talked about that. I don't want to get off subject, because this is about the boldest thing you've ever said to your parents about people that are immigrants coming over and having to learn a new language, and then people talking to them like they're stupid, even though they might have been an engineer
in the country
they came from, but because they don't know the second language, and none of us speak the second language, we're like people insult. It's ridiculous.
Well, everything's taken from you. Your accreditation's not like legally, mentally,
like you
physically.
You leave your country and you lose everything.
Well, you come here, and sometimes education doesn't translate. So in my mother's case, she was a nurse. She was a doctor. She was a caretaker, and she got here.
She couldn't do any of it.
None of that translated through. You know what I'm saying? So
people
that was
don't
tough.
Understand some of that, or people's stories.
Nah, man, not at all. My dad, you say engineer. That's funny. My dad's a civil engineer in Colombia. Here, lifelong salesman.
Nah, because he came here and he couldn't get the same.
It's different, man. Sometimes educations don't translate, and what really inhibits it is the language barrier.
Yes.
But that language barrier prompted me to say the craziest thing to my parents.
Yeah.
And I suffered the repercussions immediately.
But it made for a great story. And some other kid will learn from you. Let's go ahead and take calls or text 414-533-1037. What is the boldest thing you have ever said to your parents? This is, we want some good stories. DC said, just learn English? Last time you ever said that one. We are talking about things you never should have said to your parents. The boldest thing ever.
You felt big, bad, and bold, didn't you?
You sure did.
And how'd it go?
It's Allie and DZ on Kiss FM. Let's get right into it. Tim is in West Dallas. I'm ready to take these calls because I'm hoping for some really good stories this morning. DZ already shared his. Tim, what was the boldest thing you ever said to your parents?
Back it up, Tim.
Well, when I was a freshman in high school, I was having a problem with one of my chemistry teachers, and I was supposed to be studying for a big test. I was only part like half of my grade or whatever it was back then. I didn't whatever.
Yeah.
And my parents, my mom kept getting on my case about it because, you know, back then we did peer and teacher conferences. The teacher and my mom sat down
back
and
then.
Talked. And,
yeah.
I feel so old. But so my mom's getting on my case all week. You need to study for your test. You need to study. I said, you know what? Why don't you take it? And then when you fail, I don't want to hear about it again.
What?
He said, you study, you take it, and then you go ahead and tell me how hard this test is.
Tim!
With that back sass.
The teacher hated me. I'm telling you, she had it out for me.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, things like that coming out of your mouth. Of course she did. Hello?
Tim. I will say, once I said that to my mom, I went to my room and I texted all my friends and I said, hey, I might not be around for a while.
Yeah. Text it. You should have packed your stuff and moved out.
Can I move in with y'all for a while?
Exactly.
Boy, it was bold.
Tim,
did you pass the test?
No. Who cares? No, he didn't even get to school. He never lived. He never saw another day again.
He dropped out the next day. Appreciate it, Tim.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Let's go to Emily in South Milwaukee this morning. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. You too can have a theme song on this show. You just have to call 5 days in a row. Emily.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Friday, guys.
Amen to that. Tell us something you said to your parents. What's the boldest thing ever?
So my mom and I were talking one day, and this is before she had known that I had, like, you know, played hot dogs and donuts with some people. But, and she said something offhand about me being a virgin. And I was like, oh, honey, the horses have already left.
Emily,
left the barn.
Stop. You said that to your mother?
You can't say that.
You said that to mama?
How old was she?
I was 19.
I don't care.
It's not like I was 16. It wasn't like I was 14. It was 19, though, and she looked like she was going to have a heart attack.
Mortified.
Emily, even if you were 16, I would have been like, big shocker. Like, I was 16 once, too. Like, I wouldn't even judge you for it because I was a kid once.
But to say it to your parents like that?
19, though, I'd be like, oh, you're an adult.
Hey, I salute the boldness to it, because I think I would have phrased it differently if I phrased it at all.
She said, Mom,
she was clutching the pearls. Yeah.
Clutching her pearls.
I love that.
Emily!
That visual is so good. Wow. Under her blouse.
Was my impression good?
Emily!
How could got you.
You like to talk to boys. All right, Emily, have a good day.
You as well. Bye.
Let's go to Jessica in Watertown this morning on 5. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
What's the boldest thing you ever said to your parents?
Oh, my God.
Let's keep it rolling.
The boldest thing that I had ever said was to my father. And I don't even remember what our dog did, but the dog did something that just pissed him off. And he was so mad that he smacked the dog on the butt, and I just saw the fear in the dog. Aww. And I couldn't but help but look at my dad and just be like, does that make you feel like more of a man?
Hey, yo!
That is amazing. I love this story so much.
How did he react? God.
What did he say?
He just looked. He looked at me, and he never hit the dog again.
Hold on.
It actually worked. She actually challenged him. Well, I will do this sometimes when the boys fight. Oh, this, I know this is different, but Owen and Hudson, when Owen like is beating up Hudson, I go, you realize you're bigger than him. You want to fight me? Like, and I would never, obviously. Like, I actually yell at them when they get physical, but I'll go, fight me then.
What's up?
If you're going to fight your brother who's way smaller, fight me.
Fight somebody your own size, because since you basically as tall as me now.
It gives them a perspective, right?
Yeah, no, for sure, though.
It gives them perspective of what they're doing to somebody smaller. It's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the same thing with
put
the
it
dog.
Into perspective.
Yes. Girl.
Hey, shout out and salute.
Jessica's the Shalutes. Hero. The hero of the day today.
Yeah.
Have a good day, girl.
All right, have a good Friday.
Bye. You too. Let's go to our regular Amanda, who of course is calling from Racine this morning. Amanda! We're talking about the boldest things you ever said to your parents. Amanda, what is it?
Yeah, I have been pretty bold. So, and growing up, my life was like a reality show. It was nuts. So my mom was kicking me out of the house at 23, and she hates my dad.
Uh-huh.
She said, go to your father. And I said, oh, I will. And guess what? I did. And we reconnected, and me and my dad were great since.
Whoa.
Wait, so your comeback was, I will. And I did.
And I went through with it, yeah.
And was your mom like, wow, I didn't think you were really going to go talk to him?
Right?
Yeah, she didn't believe it. Yeah, she didn't think so.
Well, at the end of the day, it's your dad.
Yeah.
As much as someone who co-parents, at the end of the day, it's your dad. It's your decision. Like, my kids can see their dad their whole life.
Right. And as far as both things go.
It has nothing to do with me because it's their dad.
Right.
But.
As far
that was
as
the first time I stood up for myself.
But well, if good. I said something like that and they said that back, I'd be so insulted. I'd be like, ah,
huh? What?
I'd clutch my pearls. I'd be like, you did what?
You're Emily, mom.
I'm pretty sure she gave me a look, but I was like, okay.
You picked your father over. Even if I was married,
Mama
I would do,
said it.
You picked your father over me?
No,
I
enjoy the positive spin out of it, though. Like, it actually brought, it was the first time she stood up to her parent.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out because she connected with her other parent.
It ended up being a good thing.
Positive spin.
Thanks, Amanda. Good story.
Have a good day.
You too. Linda's in Racine. I want to get to her quick on 6. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
What's the dumbest thing you ever said to your parents? Or the boldest, I should say.
Yeah, there we go.
The boldest.
Same.
Well, like I said, I come from a Hispanic family, like DZ.
Yeah.
And we know better than to talk back, but it wasn't something that I said. It was something I did.
What?
I rolled my eyes at my mom and like gave her the side eye, and my dad smacked me, and he said, "You don't disrespect your mother like that."
Ooh. She didn't even say anything. No words were exchanged.
It was the eye, and Hudson rolled his eyes at me the other day, and I said, "Don't disrespect me like that."
That's
I was like,
so funny.
Because that side eye is because they don't say anything; they're just looking at you like you're stupid,
mm-hmm. and they think you don't catch that look.
I'm
like,
you think I don't know how to give side eye?
I started side eye.
I taught you. Side eye. Where do you think you learn how to roll your eyes?
I am side eye.
In fact, call me SE from here on out. Side eye.
SE side eye. Side eye. Faith.
Listen up.
That's your biker gang name? Side eye.
Side eye. I'm a transformer now. Side eye. Because you know it. They're going to make one named that. Linda, thanks
with
for calling.
A quick smack on that. Linda. Oh, gosh.
All right. We're almost out of time. We do have time for one more quick. Mike's in Hartford this morning. He says he has 2 stories. I'm like, Mike, we might only have time for one at this point. I'm bringing sexy back. Mike's like, damn it, Allie.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning. One of the OGs.
I'll make it quick.
It's okay. I want to hear.
I was like 14, 15 years old. We were watching a classic Brett Favre game where he threw an interception and ruined the game. And my dad was like, bleep, bleep, bleep. And I'm like, do you think you're a professional? Do you want to go try and do it yourself?
Sideline coach?
Shut up. Ooh! I said, why don't you just shut up? And he left the house.
Wait, no, he didn't.
Only in Wisconsin.
Yeah, house.
Only in Wisconsin do grown men get in full-on fights about Brett Favre and the Packers. Like, only this state.
Oh, yeah.
Only in Wisconsin.
And then the other one was when I was 20, I was working for my mom and stepdad at their trucking company, and my stepdad got mad at my mom about something, and he started yelling at her. And was, like, just going in on her, just, mm-hmm. like, real hard yelling at her. Mm-hmm. And I was just paying attention to my computer. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, I stood up to him, and he's big, tall, 6'5", biker dude. And I was, like, do you just want to leave my mom alone? Like, can you just, like, leave her alone? Mm-hmm. He's, like, this has nothing to do with you. And I said, but she's my mom, aww. So why don't you just leave her alone?
It's got everything to do with me.
I love my stepdad. Mm-hmm. I love my stepdad. And, I was, like, no.
That's bold.
Don't do that.
Like, it's bold to step up to a parent and say, I don't like the way you're treating the other parent.
Their partner, even. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not his parent. That's that's another man. And you feel 20 at that point, so you're going, hey,
and
listen.
I was scrawny, 20 years old, and he was 45, 50, 6'5", 350 pounds. He's
but
a big,
like,
dude.
Big biker,
you got to realize how it affects other people, the way you treat people, especially someone's mom. It's going to affect the way you see yourself and the way you see them. So it does affect you. You know what I mean? As a kid, it does affect how they talk to each other.
I had never seen him raise his voice at her ever again. And granted, I was out of the house about a year later, but never seen or heard him raise his voice to my mom again.
This just got really deep.
Respect.
He, like, broke a cycle or something, hopefully.
Everything.
Because of speaking up and putting someone aware of something,
yep.
You made him aware. I'm well aware of what you're doing to my mom. I can see everything, and you're so in your own planet. You didn't even know it was affecting me. And look, it's affecting me.
You know what I heard
now
through
I'm
all of this?
Triggered. See?
Everything was a learned lesson, whether it was a learned lesson for the parent or a learned lesson for the kid.
It
you
really
feel
was.
Me? Everybody grew from this.
It's crazy when you say it.
Hey, be bold today. Say something wild to your parents.
Go nuts.
Yeah.
Make somebody mad. All right. That's Tusi. Favorite song, 103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ, we love to talk about what's happening this weekend on Fridays around this time. It's the summer, and I feel like I get overwhelmed. I can't speak for everybody else. There's so much stuff going on. I want somebody to condense it for me like this and just tell me what the big things are this weekend.
Give me a quick list.
Yeah,
I don't want to have to look for myself.
So we're doing that for you so I can do it for my own self.
There you go.
It's
we got you.
Self-serving, yet serving everyone else. No, for real, though. This weekend, it is Festa Italiana.
Oh, yeah. That kicks off.
It's not at the Summerfest grounds. It's at the Italian Community Center, which is right next to the Summerfest grounds. But I just want to put that out there.
Okay.
That it is at, in that, like, parking lot area over there.
I've never had the chance to go, so I kind of just thought it was always there. But that's nice to know that you're going to not the grounds, you're going to the center.
You didn't ever have rice balls?
I have never had a rice ball.
What?
Not from Festa Italiana.
Oh, the Italians are going to come for you today.
Just bring rice balls.
Bring rice balls if you do.
Come for me, bring rice balls.
Please, God.
Fingers crossed.
And any spicy Italian men that are single, bring them too.
Who are they can drop it off.
Who are 6 feet tall. Have them drop the rice balls.
Oh, what else is going on this weekend, G?
Kite Fest is going on down by the lakefront.
Yeah, at Veterans Park. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yep, and even if you don't fly kites, a lot of people have probably seen the Kite Fest going on over the years.
Fam, if you're annoyed or don't like kites.
I don't mean annoyed.
There's something wrong with you if you don't like kites, even if you don't fly kites.
Oh, I don't get annoyed with them. I just don't mess with them because they get tangled and I mess. You know when their wind isn't blowing and the next thing you know, it's all tangled together.
In a tree?
Then I get frustrated and I get mad. And so I just watch.
But it's fun to watch.
I'm a watcher.
And the kids love it. So that's another good one.
Kite Fest is happening. And then last but not least, Tosa Fest.
Oh.
Shout out to Wauwatosa because that happens down on... In the village there.
Their little downtown Tosa area?
Yeah, with the pretty lights that I've drank under many a times. Down by, what's it by? Like, is it Cafe Hollander right there? Yeah.
Yep, show is.
And you know the area. So
I feel it.
Tosa Fest, Festa Italiana, and Kite Fest. There's three big things happening for this weekend.
What more could you want?
Enjoy it. It's not a 3-day weekend, but we gave you the best we could.
We tried.
We gave you a short week. You're welcome.
We can't do it all.
Okay. What would DZ do is coming up next. I can't wait to hear what this dilemma is about today.
Yo, I'm a quick preview. I need help today. It's me.
It's you.
Hi.
Oh, say more next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
All right, DZ. Today, it's you You're the problem.
It's a special edition. Well, I'm not the problem. Well, I need a solution.
We'll decide if you're the problem. It's what would DZ do? And today, Allie's giving some more extra input.
It's a special spin because it's a what should DZ do?
Oh, okay. Go on.
So yesterday, my wife and I, you know, at home, we're talking outside and she goes, hey, come here. Come to the front yard. I'm like, well, okay. What's going on? She proceeds to show me our front lawn and like our little garden area that's like bricked off along the side in front of the house. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it has an animal's relief. We gonna call it poop.
Wait, an animal went to the bathroom in your yard?
Multiple,
what kind of animal?
Multiple times. Oh. It looks like a cat.
Wait, it's not even a dog?
It's not a dog.
Stop.
It's right next to our house as far as like as close as you can get. Like they're basically using our garden bed as a litter box.
Do cats poop outside?
Man.
Is this a thing? I've never had a cat.
I have no idea. We've got an indoor cat and I guarantee you it ain't her. You know, we have two dogs and I guarantee you it ain't them because we go out with them always. We know they're never along the side or front of the house, nor are our dogs trained to go in weird places like that.
Is this a block cat?
Man.
It's on the block.
I don't know if it's somebody's cat. I don't know if it's a stray. I'm assuming it has to be at the very least an outdoor cat. But I've got a situation now where multiple poops are sitting in my yard because a cat is using it as a litter box. And it's not my cat. It's not my problem, but I'm having to deal with it.
Oh, this would piss me off.
Bruh, I don't know what to do. I have zero experience with this.
Well, first, remember when the deer was having babies in my yard? It was pooping everywhere, and I was like, come on!
Stop it!
That makes it not worth it. You're like, okay, now get out. I can respect nature till now you've destroyed everything. Have you asked anyone in your new neighborhood if they know anything about the cat?
I have not. I haven't gotten a chance. We just discovered this yesterday.
Okay.
And I want to just nip it in the bud myself. I don't want to be dealing with this.
You have to. You gotta do some research and find out, one, if it belongs to someone. And if it doesn't, then you can take the next step, which is figuring out how to get the hell out of your neighborhood so it stops pooping in your yard, which I would do by calling, you know, one of the humane societies will come get them.
I was wondering if there's like a deterrent or something that I could spray outdoors. Do I just like sprinkle black pepper all over my backyard or my front yard? Like something, because I want to stop it now. I don't care if it's somebody's cat. I don't care if it's a stray. I just care to stop it now.
But if it is somebody's cat, you can tell them to deal with their stuff.
Or they're just going to be like, well, but it's an outdoor cat. They don't do that.
Well, I'll be like, well, then it's outdoor right to the Humane Society where someone's going to take care of it and not poop in my yard.
Man, I'm at a loss, though.
I agree. Yeah.
I'm at a loss.
Let's ask the listeners, what should DZ do? Do you have any deterrents for cats going to the bathroom in your yard? 414-533-1037. As much as this sounds like a wacky question, it's not.
It's genuine because it's really happening right now today. I don't know what to do.
How does he get the cats, the cat in the neighborhood, just moved to this new neighborhood, to stop going to the bathroom in your yard? This is a bizarre.
And it's so much in my yard that I feel like we're the only house that has it happen. Like they're using my front garden bed as a kitty litter box.
Somebody said, yes, that's either a stray or an indoor outdoor cat. They find their spot, it becomes their litter box.
Bruh. Nope, not my house. Nope. Right,
we'll take your calls and your texts next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
The lines are blowing up and the texts are blowing up over this cat situation. So
for real?
We have to take calls immediately. Becky is on 4 this morning in Genoa City. DZ is concerned. He moved into this new house and there's a cat going to the bathroom in the yard nonstop.
Don't know if it's a stray or an outdoor cat from somebody in the neighborhood, but they're using my garden bed in my front yard as a litter box.
Oh my God, Becky, look at that yard.
Look at that cat's butt. Keep pooping in my yard.
Becky, what do you think you should do?
Well, cats do not like the smell of citrus.
Oh.
Huh. So you can like put like a lemon juice or like a lime juice in, mix it in with some water, kind of dilute it a little bit so it's not like super strength.
Yeah.
And you can spray it around like the side of your house. Otherwise, you can put like some lemon peels or orange peels around as well.
I did not know that.
We got a text from Christy in New Berlin who said, cats are afraid of orange peels. Put in your garden.
What are you talking about? I'm on my way to go buy a lemon tree right now. I'm going to plant 5 of them.
I'll spend $6 on a bag of oranges and I'll just throw them at you.
That's how we keep the cats out of the Christmas tree at Christmas too, is we spray it with citrus.
What?
Oh, yep. I've never had a cat. See, I don't deal with these problems.
I currently have
three of them.
That's a great pro tip.
Becky, that's a pro tip. We needed you today.
Thank you, Becky.
Hey, no problem. You guys have a great day.
You too. Later.
So many people texting in about the citrus for sure. Let's go to Kara in Waukesha. Hello, Kara. How are you?
Hey, DZ, morning, Allie.
Hi. Hey, morning, y'all.
What do you got for us today?
Yeah, so DZ, how sure are you that it's actually cat poop?
I
have a cat for myself. I'm not trying to get like too graphic and nasty, but no, I feel like I could just tell.
Yeah.
It looks like cat poop.
It's smaller and it's got a look, I feel like.
It's got a look. It's got a look for sure.
I feel like dog poop does too. No, Kara? Are we wrong?
Well, I'm just going to say that there are sometimes raccoons and possums and skunks that have poop that looks very similar to cat.
So, hold on. Maybe, don't say
maybe,
that.
What animals?
Maybe throw a trail. A possum, a skunk, or a raccoon.
I don't like any of those possibilities, Kara.
Hey, you should throw up a trail camera and make sure it's actually a cat. But yeah, if it's any one of those, I work for a wildlife control company, so I'm pretty familiar with those types of situations.
Kara knows what's up. You should get a Ring camera anyway on your new house. They're not expensive. They're easy to put in.
And
then come set up mine.
I got you. I have an extra camera that I can use. Mm-hmm. Set it up. I think that's a really smart tip because then we know for sure what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. And you're not even 100%. Invading anyone's being weird with privacy because it's an animal. Like we're filming someone every day, but it's not really a person.
Yeah.
That you should feel bad if you're filming your yard.
And it will be angled at one particular spot. It goes in the same 10 square feet for real.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
And then if it's a cat, you'll know whose cat it is or if there's a cat in the neighborhood that looks like that.
Mm-hmm. Bet.
Destiny, if you could refrain from texting in things like "I make a great sniper" when we have a wildlife professional on the phone. Destiny, damn it. I'm so sorry, Kara. We're not shooting anyone. They're all going to live today.
No,
we're not.
Humane. We love the critters.
We'll call you first, Kara, okay?
We will call you.
All right, bet.
Because I'm not calling anybody, I'm not doing it myself. No,
I said we got a sniper on deck.
Destiny, what's wrong? She is so.
If it gets that bad, if it's like an out of control situation, I'm not going to say I'm opposed because I'm not. But right now, I'd rather do it humanely and first figure out what the heck is actually going on so I can stop it.
I'm with you on that. Let's go to Carly in New Berlin this morning. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
So happy.
Very bubbly.
What advice do you have for DZ on the cat that won't stop going in his yard? We think it's a cat.
Or possum, raccoon, or skunk, apparently.
I'm a teacher. I got to get ready to go early. But what I would recommend is I would definitely do the camera, but I would also, you can also spray vinegar. So if you don't want orange peels hanging around your front yard, you could spray vinegar and put like pebbles in things, which will like deter the cat from wanting to go there.
Pebbles?
You could also put like
pebbles where? Because you don't want to be mowing the lawn with pebbles in your yard. So where do the pebbles go?
Well, if it's in that garden area, like a grass area, you could like try and deter them from wanting to go in the same place.
Yeah. She's on the money.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
So you got to buy.
Yeah, I want to make sure it is a cat. So, sure it is a cat first. Because it could be a raccoon. Bats are more prone to like habits like that. I've had an indoor cat. They're very prone to habits like that. But as long as you I would do the vinegar with the orange peel and then maybe put some stuff down, and I don't think you'll have a problem.
I took notes, y'all. Kara, Becky, Carly, Destiny, everybody. Appreciate you guys.
And
thank you.
Somebody texted in. Have a great day. And thank you for teaching, Carly. Somebody's got to do it. It ain't me.
Bye.
It's Carly and DZ's wife, the teachers, baby. Somebody texted in and said, DZ, we're going through this right now. We set up a camera. It wasn't a cat.
No. Oh, that doesn't leave me comfortable.
I'm expecting an update by next Friday.
All right.
Hear me?
I'm putting the camera up today.
I'm not kidding.
I got you.
Put the camera up. Please give us an update in the next week on what it was.
Say less.
Thank you. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, and I've got to tell you, DZ.
What up?
I did not wake up to nice messages this morning.
Who said what? Who said what, fam? What's up?
I love it when
What's
you get
up?
All mad. That's right.
What's up? Who said what?
That was me at 5 a.m.
No, but for real.
That was me at 5 a.m. ready to fight everybody.
Somebody said something nasty to you?
Dude, this is actually, I'm sorry, I'm finding the humor in this. I think this is hysterical, but yes, people are going off on me even as we speak, and I'm getting a kick out of it.
Wait, like, is this the public? This is more than one person?
This is so funny, DZ. Do you remember yesterday how I told you the story about I asked my neighbor for a can of green beans, and he sent me one that had was 2 years old?
Yeah, Crazy Powder Randy.
Yeah, his friends call him Powder, but his real name's Randy.
Your neighbor?
My neighbor.
Sent you an expired can of green beans.
And so it was funny, and we talked about it on the show, and then hilarious. I put it up on Facebook, and I have over 500 or 600 comments of people, and half of them are people screaming at me that I am basically ignorant because I threw away food that was 2 years old. Okay, let me just read one comment.
Please.
I can't even stop the crazy that's happening right now on Facebook, by the way. That's not a comment. That's my
crazy
own,
train.
That's my own comment. Do you know how sometimes you end up in that algorithm and you don't know how you got there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, where did this end up with a girl in Alabama commenting on my canned food? Like, it's stuff like that. Somebody these people
in Alabama?
Don't. I don't know. I made that up. They don't live here, though.
Oh, I thought you were serious.
Some guy in the middle of the night wrote on this post, "It astonishes me how ignorant some people can be. Canned foods will last way past the best use by date. Please educate yourself a little better." And 10 people liked it.
So 10 people support that statement.
And I laughed at it. Of course, I put the ha-ha because I was like, is this a joke? Like, you're not on Facebook lighting someone up over a 2-year-old canned food. Like, you can't be
you
right
gotta
now.
You got to be trolling, right?
You've got to have more problems in life than this.
Nope.
So I said, listen, dude, I don't want to eat something that was best by 2 years ago, that's my prerogative and it doesn't make me ignorant. Get a grip. This is the funniest thing I've ever been insulted for. And that was my response. And then I went, now I got to go to work because I have a life and a job. I like these people.
Okay, bye.
I can't believe, it's the weirdest thing to get mad about, but it's such a Facebook argument, isn't it?
Everybody be invested in things that have zero concern to them.
The dumbest things.
Yeah.
It's not like I took all this food and there were homeless people in front of me and I threw it away. I took one can of food from 2021
and I
threw it out, you weirdos. Like, I'm sorry.
Come on now.
I said what I said. The post is up, and I don't care.
You know what it is?
These people are insane.
It's the keyboard warriors. It's the Twitter fingers. People get real tough. Them thumbs get real flexible real quick when you start clicky, clicky, clicky.
But you have to admit, this is such a stupid argument.
Oh, 100%.
Why are you riled up this morning? I'm waking up to people mad. I'm like, about one can of food?
I'm glad you're entertaining
you
it, though.
Are you crazy?
It makes it funnier.
It is funny, because it's nuts.
You're not
you
feeling this.
You have to admit it.
Yo, if you got to admit it, and if you don't, something is genuinely wrong with you.
Here's the best part of the whole story, everybody.
What?
We all know Mark Baden.
Yeah, of course.
The weatherman on Channel 12.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mark Baden golfs with my neighbor. Same neighbor. They know each other.
Him and Powder are cool.
Isn't that a funny little random story?
I'm trying to get in that circle. What's up? They be golfing? What's up?
Oh,
no, sidebar.
You should golf with them.
We'll talk.
You should. Oh my God, I got to get you in on this. I'm kicking, my neighbor's out, you're in. No, he golfs with them. So Mark Baden commented on this post and said, was it Powder? Because he knew Powder was my neighbor. And most of the people laughed. One lady angered it. And I go, does she think is she taking it wrong?
Because thinking that you're talking about the canned food. Like, was it Powder? Like, when you opened it?
They have no idea. They don't get the reference.
They don't know.
Now they're mad about that. I'm like, this isn't a thing.
It's an if you know, you know. And they clearly don't
know.
You don't know.
They don't know. And so I just think it's the funniest, like, of all the things. And at least it's a Friday because I'm already goofy because of that. And I had to share. People get a life.
Please.
When you're going to pick a cause, pick one that matters.
If you're going to die on a hill, don't die on Allie's expired green bean can hill.
Thank you. Because I'm happy. I want to hear your input. I want to know how long you'll let a can sit there. What I don't need to know is if you think I'm ignorant for throwing a can of food out that was Best Buy in 2021. There's where I don't need your opinion.
Some people don't get lighthearted humor.
And
it shows.
Come on. Yeah, you think I killed somebody. I mean, it's insane. Facebook, I'm sorry.
Allie, the cops are here. They need to talk to you about the green bean can.
It's the Facebook police. They want to know where the keyboard warriors are. All right, coming up next for Am I the Jerk, we got a submission yesterday, and I went, oh, DZ, we got to read this one.
And then I went, what? And then I read it and went, oh, dog.
It involves something shady that happened.
Some slight.
With a woman and her ex.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it next.
Yeah.
I'm still, like, wondering who's the jerk in this situation, so the listeners are going to have thoughts.
I have no clue for real.
Get into Am I the Jerk next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Here's the deal. You can always send us emails. Am I the jerk? At 1037kissfm.com. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is how you can get to us, or you can always slide into the DMs and hope we see it.
It's safe.
Safe. This one we got yesterday. It was emailed. I'm going to name her Maddie.
Okay, Maddie. Mm-hmm.
And Maddie, because she wants to be anonymous. And
I-E or Y, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But what, you're going to know why she wants to be anonymous after I read it. She said, "Hey, Allie and DZ, I listen to Am I the Jerk every day. I never thought I'd write in to you myself." This is how they all start.
I was going
to
say, one that says, "I never thought it'd be me.
I never thought I'd find myself here on Am I the Jerk.
I never considered a moral dilemma in my own life."
Here's why she's funny, though. She wrote, "As I really don't think I'm ever the jerk." Wow, that sounded super conceited. But here's the story.
Bet.
She sounds like me, honestly. She said, "I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 5 years. It's serious. We have kids together, live together. We live married without the actual title."
That's your partner.
"Never cheated on my partner. I'm very committed. However, something happened last week and it made me question my own integrity."
Ooh.
I've got goosebumps. Oof, this is...
What happened?
She said, "A high school fling reached out to me like he does typically twice a year. Normally it's a simple text, check in, how I am and how he is. Nothing's ever more than that. I don't delete texts or anything as it's literally a check-in. Last week was his check-in, but he asked a weird question. If me and my boyfriend have shared or split bank accounts. I replied, split accounts, because that's how we have it. He then sent me $500 via Zelle."
What?
"Which he only needed my phone number to send money to me."
Right.
"I never asked him to. I never explained to him any financial hardship, no favors, nothing. I asked why he sent me the money. He said I could simply go buy something for myself."
What?
"At first I was weirded out. Why did he do this? Is he trying to scam me? Did he send it hoping to cause a fight between my partner and I?
Mm-hmm.
I can't spend someone else's money. But then when I began buying all the back to school items, like school supplies, clothes, fees, I realized how I would actually not mind spending some of the money on myself, as I never get to. So I bought a couple dresses and expensive candles I can't typically afford. It's great. But is it wrong that I spent the money?" I began thinking more. "Is it wrong I didn't tell my partner I was given money from an old fling and spent it?" She said, "I feel like I'm keeping a secret and did something wrong because another man gave me money to spend."
You got sugar baby.
"Am I the jerk for not telling my boyfriend about the money?" I read this yesterday. I went, this is gold. I'm not getting off on your problems. I'm saying this is a classic Am I the Jerk, because what the hell?
Right. The moral dilemma is strong.
The moral dilemma is strong, because she's saying, "I feel like I'm a good person. I feel like I'm honest. But I find myself here actually spending the money and going, is this bad?"
She felt dirty for spending another man's money.
And not telling her partner.
And not telling her partner about it. Wow.
Wow. Okay, I have so many thoughts. 414-533-1037. Call or text that. We're going to take your calls and texts next. This may be the first one where I haven't said jerk or not a jerk.
I don't got an answer.
I go back and forth.
Yeah, I don't got an answer because I see it, but I don't. But I'm upset by it, but not by all of it. I don't know.
Right, which is probably why she wrote into the show. My gut says jerk. Because why are you taking money from another dude and spending it?
Touche.
That's not cool.
Yeah, touche.
If you and your partner are laughing about it, that's a different story.
If y'all are spending it together,
that's a different story.
Now we all just having a party.
But taking money from an ex and spending it? Yikes.
And not saying nothing?
Oof. We'll take your calls and texts next. Don't forget, today is your last chance to win Chappelle tickets. Dave Chappelle's coming to the Pfizer less than 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's Friday, so it's time for another edition of Dumpster Fire Dating everybody.
The latest integration.
Woo! Getting ready for that. All coming up before 8 o'clock.
Ooh.
Let's get into Am I the Jerk.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Maddie wrote into the show, wants to know if she's the jerk for spending the $500 her ex sent her randomly. Just said, go buy something nice, but she didn't tell her partner of, I don't know how many years that she has kids with and lives with.
Something like that. They've been together five years, got kids together.
It's serious, she said at the top. Now she's starting to wonder if she did the wrong thing by spending the money her ex gave her. Let's go to Kelly this morning in Sussex. She's got her own theme song. Call 5 days in a row, you get your own theme song around here.
Good morning.
Kelly, good morning.
Hey.
What do you think? Is Maddie the jerk for spending the money her ex gave her?
Absolutely a jerk. I feel like she's opening a whole can of trouble, because how is she going to, or how is her partner going to feel when he finds out, because he will find out eventually.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just a horrible thing to do. And how does this guy feel about her? I mean, what are his intentions?
Right. Why?
It's strange.
Under no circumstance are you sending a random ex $500 with no type of, like, feeling or sensation. Now he feels like she owes him something. I would have sent, dang,
he's
Kelly.
Trying to get in the door, back in the door.
Yup.
Oh, my. The
problem
is,
he's seeing it open because they're not married. I guarantee you. He's seeing an open door because they're not married.
She lives with the guy and she has kids with the guy. They're married in my mind. I get it. Like, you don't have a certificate. Okay. But it's the same thing.
It's the same thing in both of our minds, G.
And this is my thing with this. This is obviously, I think she's a jerk for lying to her significant other about the fact that she spent this money from an ex, because I would think he would be upset. The question she needs to ask herself is $500 worth losing my partner?
Ooh.
I think it's like anything you do, whether you cheat or do something morally like this, you're like, was it worth it?
Was it worth
it? To lose my partner. And some people it is. I'm guessing it might not be for this one.
Right.
Is it going to be worth it in the end?
If we're going to assume, I'm going to say no, I'm with you.
See what I mean?
Yep.
But
Kelly agrees
too.
She says, yeah, jerk. Yeah. Like, you opening up the craziest can of worms.
All right. Thanks for calling, Kelly.
Yeah, have a good day.
Leah is in Sheboygan this morning on 6. Good morning, Leah.
Hi. Good morning.
Which way are we going? Jerk or no jerk today?
I'm going not a jerk.
Hey.
Not a jerk. That money was not asked
for. It wasn't asked for? That makes her not the jerk.
She received it.
Oh, she's saying because he just gave it to her.
It's just a gift?
What about the lying, though?
And it's an ex.
So is she lying? Did the boyfriend ask?
Oh, you are
shady. Are you going there, Leah?
Leah, I don't want to date you.
Come on.
I hear the logic.
Yeah, the logic is...
She's not lying. It's money. It's in her account. It was given to her. What if it was from her dad or her mom, would it make a difference?
Nah, you're right.
Yes, it would, actually. If it was your dad versus an ex, it would absolutely make a difference.
Does the boyfriend that she lives with now currently know that they speak twice a year? And if so, then what's the problem?
She said she never deletes the text because it's never anything shady. It's just the ex checking in to see how she's doing. She's never sent her money like this. This was weird.
I hear Leah. She's coming from an angle of, we feel that this is crazy and almost dirty and disgusting because of how we personally feel. Leah has zero emotion towards her ex.
Yeah.
He just literally sent her $500. It could have just well as been a Zelle mess up from a stranger.
Right. She didn't ask. She didn't do anything to receive it. It was a gift.
But
she
accepted.
A lie by omission is still a lie. Somebody texted in, and I hate to say it, but I'm going to... Well, actually, I don't hate to say it. I agree. They said Leah's a jerk.
Oh, Leah! Oh, my gosh! Now we got people coming at you? No!
Now Leah's the star of Man by the
Jerk.
That's
totally fine, because I will take any man's money.
Okay. Hey, whampa, Leah. You and me both. I'll be somebody's sugar baby.
I am not sorry.
Where the old man trying to give me money?
Yeah. Sugar daddy. Come on now.
Oh, Leah, we appreciate you.
Sean from Milwaukee said, tell Leah it's a relationship. That's supposed to have trust, so she's the jerk.
Okay. But they don't... You guys are assuming that the boyfriend she lives with doesn't know about the man.
Leah, your moral... I can see where your moral line is. We've already established it.
Take man from...
We're going to be arguing forever about this.
Take money from any man. No, yeah. Leah, for real, we appreciate
take money
the call.
From any man.
Own up to it. You own up to it. Says not the jerk. Have a great day, Leah.
Not the jerk.
I don't
think
she's a jerk for taking money from men. I think she's a jerk for lying to her significant other about taking the money. That's where it gets weird.
Had she said something and been like, baby, my ex just sent me $500. What you trying to go buy? What's up?
That would make sense.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, stupid? They sent you $500? Ooh, we going to dinner.
Who are like, I love it. I would do it. I would do that. And I'm like, oh yeah, let me see your man or your woman go spend money an ex sent them and not tell you. Let's see. Let's see how that goes over.
We're currently split though. It's 50-50.
Amy's in Muskego. She's a fireball, so this is going to be interesting.
Don't touch this.
Good morning, my love.
What up?
Split down the middle. Amy, I know you have an opinion because you always do.
She's already giggling about it, too.
Oh, honey. Honey.
Maddie the jerk for spending the money her ex gave her and not telling her significant other?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay.
Absolutely the jerk. Because here's my thing. Roles reverse. If an ex-girlfriend went to him.
Yeah, no, it'd be
on. You know what I mean?
It'd be on. Well, Amy, I support
exactly.
you.
Exactly. straight down the line. If you had a girl hopped in his, you know, DMs, an ex-girlfriend, and she seen that.
Just imagine.
That'd be a problem.
It's the end of the world. That boy is out the house. He ain't getting nothing, you know, all of that.
And
the fact that you're not telling him, that's like the biggest thing. Like we said, trust is the biggest thing in a relationship.
Yeah.
She knows she's wrong for not telling him.
I do agree. You can tell there are couples that share everything in the sense of like they're best friends.
Well, right.
And there's couples that don't. Mm-hmm. And the couples that are best friends, I feel like, tend to have way more trust and thrive better. And the ones they're disconnected, the ones that don't, you know, share a lot with each other because they're partners, right?
Yeah.
Right.
There's a disconnect or there's a connect, right?
Well, people get so weird money, dog.
Yeah.
People are weird about money, even in a deep relationship.
And that's the thing. Like, what's up with Brody? Like, I'm just going to randomly send you $500. Honey, you trying to stir some type of pot.
Amy, say
move
less.
Around.
It makes
no
sense.
Move around, baby.
Move around is right, Amy. Get out of here, yo.
Amy, close it out. She says jerk today. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I love you guys. Have a good day.
Oh, I love you, too. And I'll leave you with this text. If roles are reversed, the man dies. Somebody texted in.
I can't disagree. Okay.
Somebody said, I'd assume they're intimate for $500. I mean, we could go down a whole rabbit hole on this one.
You know, $500 sounds like a favor.
I do believe her message because she sent it and said, you know, this is a secret. Keep me anonymous. I think if you're going to be anonymous, you're telling us the truth in the private message, right?
Yeah.
So we'll leave it at that. She's a jerk, though, today. Sorry, Leah. Let's give away Chappelle tickets. Last chance to go see Dave Chappelle when he comes to the Pfizer Forum. I'm so excited about giving these away. He's going to be here October 17th. We've been doing Caller 17. Let's just do it again.
Let's do it. Let's keep it rocking.
414-533-1037. That's the number. Make sure you dial 1. Somebody said, I kept getting disconnected. I'm like, did you dial 1? 414-533-1037. Caller 17 wins. Last chance to win tickets to see Dave Chappelle. And did you hear who we have tickets to next week?
I did hear. I mean, obviously I heard.
It just got announced yesterday. One of them grew up in Menominee Falls and went to high school there. Fallout Boy, baby.
Woo, that was new to me. I ain't know that was local like that. I thought that was all from, you know, down the way.
The other three are from Chicago, but Andy, the drummer, grew up in Menominee Falls. And trust me, everybody will tell you how they know him. It's one of those, like, I know him.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. So they're coming to the Pfizer, and they announced that yesterday. We're going to have your tickets all next week. But right now, it is Dave Chappelle.
Pfizer is popping. They got Chappelle, Fallout, who else? Plenty people.
They are popping right now. He's going to be here October 17th. Mike is on the phone this morning. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well, man. I mean, we're trying to do these last little Dave Chappelle show tickets. You know what I'm saying, man? What are you up to this morning?
Well, you know, I'm just driving to school with my three kids right now. And every morning we try to call, well, when I can find my phone, that is.
Mike, you have three kids. If you know where your phone is, you're already winning at that point. I mean, seriously. Mike, you are caller 17.
Hey.
I cannot believe it.
Speaking of winning,
you deserve a break.
Yeah.
You got three kids in the car right now. You're getting a break. I don't think you're taking them to see Dave Chappelle.
But who are you taking?
They were all just arguing who I was going to take. And I didn't tell either of them or any of them that I was not going to take them.
You know, you don't want to break the news just like that. Let them celebrate the win with you.
I don't think they need to be at the Dave Chappelle show.
Guys, do you want to all say hi?
Hey!
Hi, guys. Listen, let Dad go to Chappelle with somebody else because it's going to be inappropriate, okay?
It's a dad day.
It's a dad day. I'm sorry. I just have to tell you.
I've grown up watching Chappelle my whole life, so this is fantastic.
Nice.
Me too, man. I love this for you, Mike.
Yeah, Mike, hold on. We're going to get the rest of your info. Congratulations.
Super. Thanks. You guys rule.
I love that. I love talking. This is why I love talking to our listeners.
Guess a sub. He said, you guys rule. Y'all hear that?
You know,
guess a sub.
Yeah, keep it going. On a Friday.
That's right.
Speaking of Friday, we do dumpster fire dating on Friday. Are you ready for this? Are you ready?
Yes.
Holy hell.
I didn't mean to cackle like that, but yes, I'm ready.
Everybody pull your pants up, buckle up. It's time for dumpster fire dating, baby.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Well, hello there, DZ.
Hello, Allie.
It's another integration of dumpster fire dating.
I literally let DZ go through my DMs and all of my messages on dating apps. Beware, men. He's reading them all.
Mm-hmm. And I picked a fun one today. Mm-hmm. You ask and you shall receive.
Which one of my suitors did you pick today?
We're going to call this suitor, what you want to call this suitor? You tell me what you want to call him.
I want to call him his real name because people make fun of that name.
Okay.
Kyle. Yeah.
Kyle.
His name's Kyle. Screw it. I mean, we're going to read their messages. Should I be giving them anonymous names?
Nah, that's up to you.
It's Kyle today.
It's Kyle.
It really is Kyle. What'd he say?
Kyle said, "What's a guy got to do to get a mention on Friday morning's dumpster fire dating?" Shruggy laughy face. Just kidding. Not really a life goal of mine. I did think it was funny to hear you be so open and real about the fun that is dating apps at 40 plus. Good on you for bringing some humor to it.
Kyle, why you gotta bring up the 40 plus part? Was that necessary?
Thank you. Okay, because I was going to say, you started off funny. You had me in the first half.
You know what? I'm actually one of the few, I don't care all about my age because I feel good. I think if I felt old, I would be more paranoid, but I feel so good right now, I don't care about my age.
CG, but personally, I just think it's a common courtesy.
Yeah.
You don't ask a lady her age, and maybe this is the way I was brought up in the whole gentleman mentality of things, mm-hmm. but you don't mention 40 plus. You don't say things like that. Like, that's more of a conversation when you one-to-one, not no opening statement.
It's on my profile too, by the way. He doesn't have to mention it. He already knows. Yeah.
Thank you. That's a great point, G.
What I don't like is he's implying that 40 plus is bad. They're all bad. 20 plus, 30 plus, 0 plus, dating sucks.
You've got people dating 50, 60, 70 plus. The fact that he put 40 plus, he was aging you a little bit.
Well, they're having the same problem. Everybody that's dating is having the same problem.
Kyle tripping a little bit. So I got a chance to put Kyle on game. Kyle shouldn't have done that. Kyle could have just cut it off after what's a guy got to do to get mentioned on dumpster fire dating?
Because he's on what, Hinge? Was this from Hinge?
I don't know.
It was from Hinge. I can tell by the look.
Oh, got it.
I can tell by the aesthetic. It's from Hinge.
It all looks like social media to me.
I sent it to you and you showed me. I go, oh yeah, that was Hinge.
But he said, just kidding. I don't really, make that a life goal of mine. Well, you achieved it. You got the plaque. Okay. You're mentioned on dumpster fire dating, Kyle. You wanted it. You ask and you shall receive.
Today was your day. But do I go out with him?
Hell no. What? Did I not make that clear when I said he didn't have to say nothing, man? He broke gentleman code when he mentioned a lady's age. Personal opinion, buddy's a scrub for that, man. No offense, Kyle. I'm sure you're a very nice guy. Mm-hmm. But I think you lost your opportunity by going that deep into it. He did too much.
It's too much?
He did level one funny, level two funny, level three funny. You could have stopped after level one funny, level two funny was pushing it after going, oh, not really a life goal of mine. Well, that 40 plus, ha-ha, good humor for you? Nah, bruh.
I feel like
nah.
We can't have it both ways, though, because you and I talk about this and we go, well, we don't want somebody who's too fanny.
Yep.
But you don't want someone who doesn't support us at all and not listen at all.
Exactly.
So now I can't find the medium. What's the medium of that?
The medium would have been had he stopped right before. I think this was amazing. Amazing. And then he lost me in the last half when he mentioned the age.
He went too far.
He could have stopped immediately after he said, oh, it was just, not a life goal of mine. End it. Ha ha. Done. But he went as far and I did think, and another thing. That's what he hit. And another thing could have been X'd. He said, I did think it was funny to hear you be so open and real about being on dating apps and the fun at 40 plus. Good on you to bring some humor to. No.
You know what's funny? If I went out with him mm-hmm. and it didn't end in something crazy, he might not be my type.
I don't even know what this guy looks like, so I'm just blind judging these dudes. You ain't even wrong.
I feel like if you're normal, maybe this guy is my type. It sounds maybe. Like a disaster waiting to happen.
He sounds like he has great humor. I just don't think he's catching up on all of these social cues, and maybe he's comfortable because he's 40 plus himself, and he's going, this is going to be good. How old is he?
He's my age.
Okay,
exactly,
then there you go.
My age.
He was trying to relate, but you don't do that to a lady. I'm sorry, man.
Interesting.
Call me old-fashioned, but you just know.
Kyle, I'm sorry. DZ said I'm not allowed to go out with you, and somebody texted in, ooh, Kyle.
See? Kyle, you lost it. You lost your chance, buddy.
He's cute, but we don't care, do we?
Nope.
It's dumpster fire. Never mind.
Nope.
DZ, I respect your decision.
Thank you.
We are not going out with Kyle.
Thank you. I appreciate you listening to me.
Somebody did text in and said, something to consider. Being afraid of a lady's age also implies her value comes from youth. Men don't have that issue.
Whoa, you ain't have to go like that, though.
That was some deep-ish.
You didn't have to go like, whoever texted that, whoa.
Let me read that one more time. Being afraid of a lady's age implies her value comes from youth. Men don't have that issue.
And on that note.
Mic drop and goodbye.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So much to talk about today. Zach Bryan got arrested last night, if you missed that. He's already apologizing and saying, sorry, I was an idiot. He got pulled over, wouldn't tell him anything because he said, I'm a singer, I don't want to share my address. Whole nother story. If you're a country fan, enjoy reading about that story today. Because okay. he's hot right now. I mean, that's a hot artist for the country world. So sure. I know people care about Zach Bryan. So he got arrested in Oklahoma. But we also talked about Rihanna and A$AP Rocky announced the name of their baby, which is Riot.
Yeah.
R-I-O-T. That's their second boy. But let's talk about the wildest story of all yesterday.
People still talking about it this morning.
The Danny Masterson story, sentenced to 30 years in prison for rape. And I said it. I hate it when people won't say rape, you know, but we got to say these. 30 years in prison. It's a retrial because the first time they tried him,
it was a mistrial.
It was a mistrial. Right. They went back. There were three women accusing him and claimed this happened when he was filming, you know, that 70s show, mm-hmm. the early 2000s. And he was found guilty this time when they finally went back. He's still saying he's going to plans on getting it appealed and overturned. I'm just like, stop, Danny. Stop.
Man. What was it? It was 15 for the first count. 15 mm-hmm. for the second count.
Because mm-hmm. there were three counts. They only found him guilty of two. The third one, they couldn't verify. But the two. So Danny Masterson from that 70s show, up to 30 years in prison. They said he will be in a special area like Suge Knight was and O.J. Simpson. And I'm like, come on. Now, I do want to say a lot of people, let's talk about it. We're like, that's a lot. And I'm like, well, maybe it's about time men started getting put in prison for raping women. How about that?
I mean,
as you ruin someone's life, I don't feel bad for you. People are going, that seems extreme. Well, that's extreme because we don't do this enough.
It is an extreme, but is it warranted?
30 years?
Come on
for
now.
Raping multiple women?
Come on
Fine
now.
With me?
You feel me?
Bye.
Bye. Like,
and here's the other thing. I want to bring this up because I was watching Below Deck and they really addressed some sexual harassment, assault things that blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
This season in Australia has been insane because they fired and kicked two people off the show on one episode, not just a man, but a woman as well, who were basically harassing and assaulting people when they were drinking. One of the guys on the show climbed into his coworker's bed. She was passed out asleep. He was naked. It was a girl from Wisconsin, by the way, from Madison on the show.
Yo.
He climbed in. Production had to step in. This is all on the show. And they're like, get out of her bed right now. And they kicked
him. You gotta go.
And the captain fired him. Same night, a female on the staff wouldn't leave one of the guys alone to the point where she went into his room, climbed on top of him, had lotion, was like, let me.
In his bed.
And he said, let me rub your back. And he kept saying no.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't want to hurt her feelings. I keep telling her I don't want to be with her. This went on all night. They fired her too. And I was like, now we're talking. Like,
bet.
It's not even a gender. It's they're crossing the line. People are saying no, and you're
right.
Still on top of them.
Hey,
you have no awareness of like what is okay. You can't do that.
Bad vibes.
You can't do that at work, and you can't do that in your personal life.
You can't do that, period.
So I was proud of the show for firing the man and the woman.
Yeah, it was good acknowledgement.
It was good acknowledgement.
They said, we ain't messing with this. That's not the culture. Nah.
What she did was not cool.
Right.
And what he did, obviously, duh.
Well, neither were cool.
You know, back in the day, she would have gotten away with that.
Mm.
You can't do, men shouldn't have to put up with that either.
Mm.
If you got 900 advances and you're telling a girl no and now she's in your room.
Speak on it.
What do you, that's how we feel. Violated as hell.
Right.
Same thing. Not cool.
Not cool.
So I just wanted to bring that up in the whole Danny Masterson. I was like, glad they acknowledged that on both sides. The
Moral
show.
Or the story. Not cool.
Not cool. Yeah. I hope you have a fast car, DZ, because you're going to need it this weekend when the Packers kick the Bears' ass. I said what I said.
I forgot to laugh for real. That was so not funny.
Go back to the Bears land if you want this weekend, and don't come back till we win. And when I say
we,
the Packers.
I think you meant the Bears.
Boo! Dude, big rivalry game this weekend.
What's up?
Let's
we got to
go.
Talk that talk.
What it is, yo. What's up? we're excited for the game. DZ, since he grew up... Aaron Gurney. He's a freaking Bears fan.
And I could have gone 50-50. I was close to the border.
That's the thing. How did you end up on that side?
I like the colors better.
Oh, rude. Rude. Well, Lil Wayne didn't. He liked our colors better. So there.
Well, good. I don't even like Lil Wayne.
I'm going to tell him that.
He looks like a salamander.
You'll take it back if he was in front of your face, though.
Well, I would, because that's one of my wife's favorite artists. And the only reason I talk trash is because she used to have a huge crush on him when we first started dating.
Oh, you're jealous.
Yeah, a little bit.
That she likes a salamander, huh?
Yep.
I heard you say that.
I'm a little jealous, whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, you can't be jealous anymore because you're married. You can't be jealous.
Touche. I have stopped being as jealous of Lil Wayne.
That's good.
I'm cuter than he is.
Go Packers. Go Pack Go.
Bear
go
down.
Packers. 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 Packers.
Bear down.
Go Pack Go.
A bear down. A bear down. I can turn your mic off. A bear down.
You sure can, but I have a long arm.
You can turn it right
and
back
I can
on.
Swing right that way and turn it back on, let me tell you.
I thought you meant smack me in the back of the head.
Well, I meant that too.
On the way.
As I'm hitting the button, you'll hear head of me in the way.
Two for one. Bop, bop.
Okay, let's talk about weddings for real, because you're in another wedding. Is this it? How many are we done with weddings yet this year?
Yeah, all games aside.
How many this year?
Bear down. But all games
go, Pat,
aside.
Go. How many weddings this year?
This year, I'm actually only in one wedding this year.
No, how many did you go to though?
Oh, this year
we've already gone to two at least.
Yeah, we
this
by
is the
end
third?
By the end of it, this will be the third. Okay. I think we've got five total weddings this year.
Geez. To be 30 years old again, the age where everybody gets married. So you have one coming up that you're in.
I'm in. Uh-huh. So I'm a groomsman at the very next wedding we got. It's at the end of September.
Okay.
My guy Cam, we're going to call him Cam Daddy.
Is he high school, college friend?
It's my high school guy. We wrestled together, played football together, got into shenanigans together. Mm-hmm. We put somebody in a trunk once. We don't even got to get into that.
Wait, what?
This is my guy.
You can't say things like that and keep going.
No, it was okay. They were fine.
Oh, whew, okay.
We think. So, but either way, you know.
We put him in a trunk once, but everyone's fine. So anyway, where were we?
No, but for real. Like we've gotten into a lot with one another, man. That's one of my brothers.
Yeah.
For real. Very few people my mother remembers. Mm-hmm. And this is
you
one
know
of
him
them.
Very well.
His mom knows me. My mom knows, you
and
know.
You're in the, if you're in the wedding, I would think you know someone really well.
Exactly.
You know, I would hope you know their parents.
So, right. It's coming up at the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
But we got our rental tux. Mm-hmm. But this was a whole new experience for me, G.
Why?
Because I had to get it mailed to me. I went to go get fitted.
But you got it mailed.
I got a whole tuxedo. I'm talking about suit, coat, pants, undershirt, tie, belt, shoes, accessories.
Wait.
Everything got mailed to me in a pretty little box hung up.
Instead of having to go and try it on.
Yeah.
So wait, but and if something's wrong, the reason you go in to try it on, though, is to make sure it fits.
Exactly.
So now you try it on, and if it fits, you keep it.
If it fits, you keep
it. And then you return it in the mail?
Exactly.
And
if it doesn't fit, you've got options, realistically. Like, you can hit them up within 48 hours and be like, hey, the pants didn't fit right. Mm-hmm. And they'll send you a new pair.
Right.
And then you keep both pairs and send it all back together.
Do they send you a box to send it back in?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Bro, the box.
Is this a brand, or is this like you got it from like Men's Warehouse and this is their pro? Like, where is it from?
So it's specifically, and then this is not an ad, it's the Black Tux.
Okay.
This is the company he went with. And
do they have stores?
Coincidentally, they don't have any stores
in Wisconsin. That's what I wanted to know. This is all online. Oh, but they do in other places.
They do in Chicago. So if you wanted to go get fitted in Chicago, cool. But otherwise, you could just go anywhere to your local tailor, get your measurements, and then
send it to them, and they'll send you the tux.
So I got my tux. I got it just the other day. It was perfect. I mean, I might have gained a pound or two, so it's like, you know, that's me. But that's me. But everything, I'm talking about the cut, the length,
really?
The shoes, the top, everything, the shirt. I love. I might buy this tux from them because I got that option.
The wedding industry has evolved.
It's crazy.
Because men hate all this garbage. You know, all these extra things with weddings, the tux, and you're constantly calling the groomsmen, can you go get fitted already? And the men never want to do it. You gotta wrangle them together just to get, you know what I'm talking about.
Are you in our group chat?
No, but I know men.
That's exactly what happened. He was like, hey, everybody go get fitted already.
And I got married once. I know you have to wrangle all the dudes. It's a nightmare every time.
But I
love that they have evolved to the point where you can just get everything mailed. And the coolest part is, I think, that you can buy certain pieces.
You can.
Like, if you like one piece, you could just keep it.
If I want to keep the whole fit, I can keep the whole fit. I'm liking this suit enough, I might buy the suit.
Yeah.
I got enough white shirts. I got enough dress shoes. I don't need the accessories. But the suit is snazzy. It's a nice, like, dark, deep blue. It just looks and feels good. I put that on to try it on at home, and I was like, man, I got to take my wife on a date with this suit coat on. Ooh, I feel good.
Somebody texted and said, my daughter went with black tux this summer when she got married, too. It was fabulous.
Another happy customer. Mm-hmm. So far, we're good. And it really, the price wasn't far different. Yeah. The last wedding I was in, about $200.
God.
$200 some change.
I hate how much wedding stuff costs. It makes me crazy.
It was the same price. And it got shipped directly to my crib. Less hassle, less heartache, less headache. Bruh, it was amazing.
Yeah. No, I'm not thinking about your friends. Every wedding costs this much.
Oh, the hassle's a hassle.
It blows my mind how much we spend on stuff like this for a day.
But
like,
you do it for the people you love.
But you do it for the people you love, and then you send it back, and you just cry about the $200 that's gone. But you have a good time, and you drink a lot of alcohol, so it all works out, right? Well,
and if something happens to the suit, it's not my suit yet. Nope. I don't technically got to buy it. If I just return it, hey, incidentals happen for a reason. There's already damage coverage. Honestly, if I say the button or something didn't feel right or the cut wasn't good, they gave me directions on how to take it to a local tailor, so I don't even got to send it back if I don't want to. They got it figured out with them, G.
Oh, nice.
I was thoroughly surprised because it was my first experience having to order a tux online and get it delivered right to my door. But two, thoroughly impressed. It was amazing. Amazing.
I mean, we do this already with Amazon Prime. You can try on clothes and send them back. There's all kind of boxes you get where they send you clothes, and if you don't like them, you send them back. You know, there's a ton of brands now that do that online. But I think it's really cool that you can do this now with wedding stuff because men don't want to deal with it.
At all.
They don't want to go try on the tux. They want it mailed to them. This is genius. And honestly, there are some women who want their dresses mailed, quite honestly. Not many, but some.
Some.
Do you know what I mean? One of my best friends from high school bought her wedding dress on eBay.
What?
And had it mailed to her. I'm like, you didn't even try it on?
What?
Girl?
I guess alterations, but what?
It was fine. Fit her fine. I couldn't believe she did it. I was like, you're brave. But so there are people that don't want to deal with the nonsense, you know, with all that stuff.
Yeah.
I would love any wedding tips you have. Not that I'm getting married, not that DZ is, but these are cool. Like, I love hearing little things about how the wedding industry has evolved.
The modern wedding hacks. Getting a tux delivered. Modern wedding hacks. What's the word? Where, can you just order flowers online now and have them shipped to you? Probably.
Now you got me thinking because, I remember going in and looking at the flowers at the florist shop. It was a whole process.
Could you imagine somebody mailing you a 1-800-FLOWERS?
1-800-FLOWERS, here I come if I ever get married again.
What's these modern wedding tips, hacks? What you got, man? Somebody's out there planning a wedding right now.
Yeah, and it's not me because I'm riding solo. But if you're not riding solo or you know a good tip, hit us up. 414-533-1037. I love this song. How ironic we're playing this, by the way. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. If you missed it, we're giving away Fallout Boy tickets next week at 7:45 every single day.
Look at the emo you from back in the day all geeked up.
Hell yeah. All of a sudden, we're like, Andy, hey.
What up?
The drummer is from Menominee Falls, which I thought everybody knew. And then DZ said, I didn't know that.
I had no clue. That was new to me today, years old.
He sure is. So we got those tickets next week. And we still have a tailgate party and Brewers Cardinals tickets up for grabs on our website.
The Jersey Mike's tailgate party.
It's an online contest currently. So if you go to 1037kissfm.com, you can enter right there on our front page, and somebody's going to win tickets to the Cards Brewers game and a gift card to get a ton of Jersey Mike's for a tailgate.
$100 of Jersey Mike's. What? That's a lot of subs, baby.
Seriously. And a lot of subs in a tub. Just saying. Let's get back into the topic, though, which is the wedding topic.
Yeah.
You're going to be in another wedding at the end of this month.
I am, yeah. And this time we did something different. It was new to me, and it felt really modern, yo. We all got our tuxes delivered to our doors through a subscription service, basically.
I love it.
It was amazing.
Somebody texted in, modern tip, no wedding party at all. Now we're talking.
Just you and your partner. That's it.
The end. Let's go to Tony and Racine because Tony's getting married.
That's right. He's getting married next year on my birthday.
Oh, that's right. One of our very own regulars, Tony. Mr. Engaged. Tony.
Good morning.
Morning, man.
How do you feel about wedding hacks and do you have any?
No, I do not.
No hacks, nothing whatsoever. He's here to just try to get some tips, too.
I really am, too. But my wedding is different, so I'm not doing traditional anything. So
I'm outsourcing almost everything. Mm-hmm. So, like, most of the decorations and stuff like that for the bridesmaids, all of it's really coming from Etsy.
Yeah.
And, oh. Man, it is awesome.
Yeah, I bet. Because I remember helping a friend when she got married while I was her maid of honor. We would literally got, like, fake flowers from, like, Michael's.
Yep.
And
yep.
we made bouquets. And it took five minutes and it was cheap.
Way cheap.
And nobody knew it was fake.
Nobody cared.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. That's the thing. Yeah. Nobody cares. So we got all these samples coming in, and they look great. You can't even tell. And the best thing, after the wedding, I can sell all the crap.
Exactly.
True. Exactly. Make some money back. Yes.
You had me at money.
See, Tony took one of my tips, man. I was going to say, get things if you're doing, like, my wife and I, we did a barn style wedding. Mm-hmm. We went and purchased secondhand a lot of the things that we wanted to use. We found the trellis. We found this, the table over here. Mm-hmm. And then guess what we did after the wedding?
What?
Sold it.
Hell yeah. You should.
And if it's secondhand, you know, if you guys bought it, somebody else is going to buy it.
Thank you. Boom. So exactly.
Did we lose Tony?
Nope, oh, no, nope, I'm here. Oh, I'm here.
Okay, good. I do want to say somebody texted in and said, hey guys, the wedding hack is Etsy for artificial flowers and jewelry. The flowers felt real. I got married last year and ordered there. Freaking amazing.
Yeah, that sounds like a pro tip for sure, because dog flowers are expensive.
And we spend a lot of money on jewelry too. Like, women, sometimes that's your gift.
Uh-huh.
So you spend money. If that's your gift to the bridesmaids, that adds up. If you're buying real jewelry or nice jewelry.
No, that's a good point for sure.
That's the only thing in my wedding that actually has been expensive is my gifts to my groomsmen, because I'm personalizing every gift, so it's different.
Ah, sure.
You know, so it's like, it's whatever you like, and I'm not doing it in front of nobody because I don't want someone to get salty or, you know, cry about some canned food or anything.
Is the canned food expired though, Tony?
I don't know. Ask Facebook, because apparently they're the police on canned food. Are you trying to trigger me right now? Tony,
look at what you did, man. We was going so good.
Can I also point out, Tony is doing his gifts in private because Tony's inappropriate. Let's be real. Yeah.
Everybody's getting something different. Let's just say
and
that.
They're all dirty gifts. Trust me. With your name engraved on the side, though. That's the bonus.
With a picture of me.
I don't want to know what kind of picture. Tony, we're going to talk to you later, man.
Bye, Tony.
All right. You guys have a good day.
You too, brother.
All right. Enjoy your tux that got mailed to you. Let us know if you keep any of the pieces.
I will.
And have fun at the wedding.
I will.
Kiss FM.